Evangelos, hello from Greece. We are very close to the inauguration, of the new president, Mr. Joe Biden. And I would like to ask you for a statement, because now it seems that everything is going to start. A new beginning, perhaps, for the United States and the rest of the world.
Oh, thank you for this opportunity. Yes, I mean, the inauguration is going to happen on Wednesday at noon in Washington under intense security. I think, you know, the pictures that we've seen coming from Washington are unlike anything we've ever seen before. But it is going as planned. And yes, I mean, President-elect Biden has laid out a very aggressive agenda for his first 100 days, from rolling back a number of regulations and executive orders to, you know, really addressing COVID-19 and getting vaccinations out to Americans across the country. So he is going to definitely start his administration very strongly and very aggressively to make things better for Americans across the country.
So we must ask you about the relationship between Europe and United States and, of course, for the rest of the world. Do you think that foreign policy is going to be the next step for Mr. Biden?
I believe so. You know, President-elect Biden has a long history of working with European leaders, both when he was serving in the Senate on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and as vice president. So, you know, I believe, you know, President-elect Biden understands the importance of working with allies. I believe he knows we need our allies in all parts of the world. So, you know, I think it's also fair to say it's going to take some time. There's a lot of things that the president-elect is going to need to deal with when he first takes office. But I think, you know, it should definitely be, you know, it will definitely be different than under the previous administration.
And a question about what happened with Donald Trump. Mr. Trump really find a very, I think he's in a very difficult situation, very difficult position. He is the only president who faces a second impeachment. What's your opinion on it?
Yeah, no, it is. It's he is the only U.S. president to be impeached twice. You know, I know impeachment is a uniquely American feature, but I mean, you know, impeachment is taken very seriously in this country, and there's only, you know, there's a reason that only, you know, in history, in American history, only three presidents have been impeached. So for, you know, to see his conduct rise again to the level of impeachment a second time is, yeah, it's appropriate, I believe, given what has happened in the last 3 weeks. And, you know, now we'll see what will happen. It's a two-step process. Impeachment happens in one house, in one chamber of the Congress. The Senate will take up the articles of impeachment at some point. But it's a very serious matter. That's not one that anybody should make light of, that a president has been impeached, you know, been impeached, let alone being impeached twice. So, you know, we'll see what happens, and the Senate is going to need to take this up, you know, very soon.
Yes, and it seems that Republicans do not agree, all of them, with him. But it's a matter of the party, the political party, an affair inside the political party, I think.
Yes, I mean, there are many reports and articles online and in the newspaper and the media showing that there are serious rifts within the Republican Party. You know, the Republican Party, you know, had stood for limited government, a conservative government. What we're seeing now is something that is not what traditional Republicans have articulated for in the past. And where the Republican Party goes from here is anybody's guess, because you know, these rifts are deep. These rifts, you know, from what I've read, you know, go across class economic class, and across across the country. So, we need functioning political parties that believe in the Constitution, believe in the rule of law. And right now, the Republican Party is going to have to, reckon with, come to a reckoning with this, with going forward.